Hi, everybody. Yesterday, we learned that our business has created another 118,000 new jobs in September. That makes 67 straight months of job creation and 13.2 million new jobs in all. But we'd be doing even better if we didn't have to keep dealing with crises in Congress every few months. And especially at a time when the global economy is softening, our own growth could slow if Congress doesn't do away with harmful austerity measures. Now, on Wednesday, more than half of Republicans in Congress voted to shut down the government for the second time in 2 years. Fortunately, there were enough votes in both parties to pass a last-minute bill to keep the government open for another 10 weeks. Unfortunately, that gimmick only sets up another shutdown threat 2 weeks before Christmas. Look, that's not the way America should operate. It just kicks the can down the road without solving any problems or doing any long-term planning for the future. And that's why I will not sign another short-sighted, short-term spending bill like the one Congress sent me this week. Here's why. A few years ago, both parties agreed to put in place what have proven to be harmful automatic cuts that make no distinction between spending we don't need and spending we do. Those cuts have actually kept our economy from growing faster. Even worse, they're actually undermining the middle class. And here's one example. If we don't undo these mindless cuts, then next year we'll be funding our kids' education at the same levels per pupil we did in the year 2000. Compared to my budget, that would be like cutting federal funding for 4,500 schools, 17,500 teachers and aides, 1.9 million students. That's not good for our kids or our economy. It's a prescription for American decline, and it shouldn't happen. We should invest in things like education today, or we're going to pay the price tomorrow. But Congress should do its job, stop kicking the can down the road, and pass a serious budget rather than flirt with another shutdown. A serious budget is one that keeps America strong through our military and law enforcement, that keeps America generous through caring for our veterans and our seniors, that keeps America competitive by educating our kids and our workers. That's what I want to work with serious people in both parties to achieve, because that's how we'll build on the progress of 13 million new jobs and help the middle class get ahead. Thanks, everybody, and have a great weekend.